Joining us now on the hotline, for All-Pro linebacker in the National Football League. Now check him out on Twitter, at Sean Merriman. That's at Sean Merriman, co-founder of Lights Out XFMMA. Now, Sean, you can break the biggest story in the NFL in 20 years if you have the right answer to the question I'm going to ask you. You ready?
All right.
All right. Tell me the time you heard Philip Rivers curse when you were his teammate.
Never.
Zero.
Look, it's not like I didn't try. I tried my best, and normally when I try, I succeed. But I didn't succeed with that one.
Oh, did you ever get him close? You ever get close to dropping something or no?
I did. We were kicking their butts one day in practice, and I think Cromartie had just picked another interception off, and I came back and ran back to the huddle in an offensive huddle and slapped Phillip on his butt and in his head. And told him, hey, man, you got to pick it up today. And I thought he was going to turn back and lay one on me, and he never did. But that was the closest I've seen him to almost getting there.
That's insane.
Well, there is one video I want to ask you about that you posted on Twitter a few minutes ago. And look, Philip Rivers was never going to fool anybody into being fleet of foot. You know, he was a pocket quarterback. But it looks like, is this video of him out racing you to the end zone in practice on a play once? Is that true?
Guys, listen, that was a bad camera. All right, you see how bad the quality is. So, bad camera, bad angle. Yeah, it was all the way around. So I'm not necessarily, it could be, it couldn't be, but I'm not claiming that one either way.
What's amazing, though, I mean, all right, that video aside, and maybe someone was just in a Rivers jersey. I think that's what we need to say. Someone else borrowed a 17, and then the red penny. But he's kind of the end of an age of quarterbacks, right? Because Brady will still do a quarterback sneak. He's not running for 20 yards or any of that. But still, he'll take the ball and move the pile. We look at Drew Brees up until this past year, which now we have a torn fascia that becomes a story from his wife, but he was a guy that could still pick up a couple yards. Philip is the guy that was the drop back quarterback, and that was it. And that's gone.
Well, you know, look at this, right? So the drop back pocket passing quarterback is never going away. Like for whatever, it's never going away. They'll always have some success in the NFL. The problem is now, you know, you have these guys who are drop-back quarterbacks who are now athletic. They're not running quarterbacks, but they're athletic enough to get away from you and pick up yards when necessary. You're right. The dying age of the Phillip Rivers, the Peyton Mannings, Drew Brees, and Tom Brady, those guys are gone. They won't survive long-term in the league because I do believe that everything on the defense side of the ball has gotten more complex. That you need a quarterback that's able to, you know, pick up 7 to 12 and 14 yards here and there just to put some kind of a threat into a defense. The drop back standard quarterback is pretty much a dead topic now.
You know, we talked to Josh Norman of the Bills last week, and we were previewing the game with him, and I said, hey, what makes Philip Rivers so tough to play against? And he just said, man, Philip doesn't care. And I said, what do you mean Philip doesn't care? He goes, he'll throw the ball. He thinks no matter how good you are, I am better than you, and I can get the football there. And that's what makes him so much fun to play against. It also makes it maddening because lots of times he'll get the ball there, and you'll walk around and go, how did he just throw that football there? I did everything right. I did this, and he still got the football there. Is that kind of the guy you saw in practice and in games when you played with him?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell anybody to this day, I said, you know, Philip is the most competitive player I've ever played with out of any position. And when I tell you that he wants to compete, you know, not just on the field, but you can be in the locker room playing dominoes or cards or at the cafeteria. He'll walk up to you while you're on the bench press in the weight room and just say something to you in your ear and walk off. Like it's a nonstop thing with him. And his play shows, right? I mean, that what you just said is absolutely correct. I mean, he will think that he can beat you all the time. And that's, you know, the gift and the curse of him. And that, you know, kind of bit him in the butt once in a while. But for the most part, you never felt like you were out of the game for Philip because his confidence and his competitive spirit were just never out of whack.
All right, so take me back to that practice after you patted him on the head and on the butt and went back to your defensive position. How soon did he get to trash talk you? Because I know that session wasn't ending until he got at least one on you.
Well, he's always safe for me in practice because he has on a red jersey, right? I mean, so he can say what he wants to me because my the only way I can hurt you is coming in to lay one on you. So he knew that wasn't going to happen. So he can talk trash to me, and there was nothing I could do about it. So, you know, if one of the defensive back or one of the guys we had picked the ball off, that was my only way of really being able to talk trash to him. Because I knew I wasn't dropping back enough to pick, you know, have an interception or anything like that. So it was fun, man. That, you know, he made practices fun because our team was just full of so many big names and stars and athletes that every day was a competition. And Phillip literally led the bunch.
Sean Merriman with us here, Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, if I said, what's your best Phillip Rivers story? If I said, you got to tell me the one story about Phillip Rivers, a story you'll tell at his Hall of Fame induction. What's the story you tell about him?
Well, you know, we used to have this thing called Freestyle Friday. Every Friday, you know, one of the defensive players or somebody in there, they'll kind of rap and whatever the hottest song is and kind of rap over it. Well, Phillip is, you know, he's so damn smart. He picks up on everything that anybody talks about, anybody say, whatever the latest slang is. I mean, he listens and he got his ears always, you know, to the mat. And we're sitting in linebacker meeting rooms, and we hear somebody rapping coming down the hallway. I think it was the Chingy or somebody back in the, you know, mid-2000s where Chingy was hot. And we hear somebody rapping on the way to the hallway, and it's Phillip. Phillip is rapping the lyrics to one of the rap songs, walking down the hallway, and when I tell you that the defensive meeting room, we stopped and we were on the floor crying, laughing because we just, you know, he knew every word for word, bar for bar, and he just he was just one of those guys, man. He, you know, he would come over and sit in if a group of linebackers and D linemen, we were all together sitting at a lunch table, he would come right down and sit down with us. I mean, he'd be the only offensive player. It's just, He was that guy, man. That like I said, you're gonna miss playing with, you're gonna miss even playing against him. And I'm glad more than anything that now that the public is just getting a chance to see with these mic'd ups and play him going back and forth with other players. I'm glad that everybody's getting a chance to see for the first time that it's a competitive chatter, that it's not, you know, someone out there being a just being a run of mouth and can't stop talking. And it's more of a competitive spirit, and you're going to miss playing with them. You're going to miss playing against them.
All right, so Jason brought it up before, Sean. We got your former team, the Buffalo Bills, and Josh Norman and company trying to do what they can, expecting Patrick Mahomes on the field. It's Josh Allen's time. Is that defense ready for the task of Hill and Kelce and all the speed that Kansas City brings to bear?
That, you know what? No one is completely ready for it, right? I mean, they're the most. Kansas City is the most explosive team in all of football. I mean, I want to put that out there because they can score at any given time. I mean, they can have a terrible two or three quarters and light you up, you know, for a quarter and a half and score 17 to 20 points like it's nothing. They can do it. They have done it. The difference is in playing the Bills is that they're a very, very gritty team. You know, these guys are grinders. You know, they make the tough plays. They die for every yard that's there. They go and try to scramble and scrape for every single tackle. They're going to fight you on everything you get. And that's the nemesis for anybody that's playing an explosive team like Kansas City. They're going to limit the big plays. They're going to finish tackles. They're going to swarm. They're going to, you know, do everything to prevent you from being explosive, and this is why it's a little scary for Kansas City, and I'm happy for the city of Buffalo. I really am. It's unfortunate that the fans won't get a chance to go to the game.
All right, lastly, before I let you go, hey, do you know Deshaun Watson? Can you call him and get him to the Jets for me? I mean, I know you know a lot of people. I mean, it looks like it's going to – look, he's liking everything on Instagram. Jets, it's all going back and forth. Can you get that over the top for me?
You know what? I can't call him. That's a Jesus call there. I got to call God because I think that's going to be the only way that's going to happen. They're not going to let him, you know, go to that situation. I don't think. And I saw the rumors. I saw that, you know, the rumor mills about him possibly wanting to go to the Jets. But you know, to be honest, there's other teams out there that's more, I guess, suitable for him to go and really get a chance to shine. So sorry, man. I don't see him going out there with the Jets.
All right. Well, follow him on Twitter anyway, at Sean Merriman. That's at Sean Merriman. Also, at Lights Out XF. That's at Lights Out XF. Hey, hopefully this whole thing, this pandemic stuff starts ending. You can get back out, put some MMA stuff out there.
I can't wait, man. As soon as the stay at home is lifted, we'll be back out there. And we got a bunch of surprises coming up with some former athletes transitioning over to MMA. So I can't wait to make those announcements.
Nice.
I saw you just got a lot of other workout gear to keep you in shape while you're at home, right, Sean?
ShopLightsOut.com, man. You guys check it out. I know that everybody can't go to a gym right now, but we got the best home workout equipment and supplies on there. So check us out, ShopLightsOut.com.
All right, and I saw you challenge KG for Lights Out, so maybe Kevin Garnett will get in there. I saw that in your Twitter feed about a week ago.
Yeah, I wish him and Udonis, I want them two to get in and throw down, man, Haslam.
Wow, that would be fun, man.